Hey girl, you're listening to the For the Girl podcast, the podcast designed for you. Join Mac and Kenz as they cover all the hard topics for real life girls trying to love Jesus. Get ready for encouragement, truth, and let's be real, a little bit of a hot mess. Is it just me or are Mac and Kenz your new best friends? Let's get into the episode. Hello, For the Girl fam. Welcome back to another episode. Today's going to be a really fun one. You're going to get the behind the scenes of Mac and Ken's relationship, specifically our quote unquote like business, like, you know, ministry development, like how it all happened, the BTS behind the scenes. And we're excited to talk about it. Mac is like rolling her eyes slightly at this conversation, maybe.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is Ken's dream come true. And yeah. I'm doing this for her with, you know, so she can fulfill a dream of hers.
No. I literally asked her before this. I was like, am I forcing you to do this episode? And no, she told me.
She said.
Oh my gosh, I'm dead. Now you're just like, oh my gosh, Ken's is wanting to do this.
No. I'm just saying, okay, so Ken's is like, definitely loves the entrepreneurial world and is like you're more entrepreneurial than me. I'm like,
oh my gosh, now you're making me like unrelatable once again. I like it.
You
I
have
like
to
it.
Know,
I'll own it.
You have to know, Ken's is married to like the entrepreneur of all entrepreneurs. Like her whole life, he is. Her whole life, it was like, all this is what they talk about. Like, this is like your marriage. It's just a big part of your marriage and everything. So you're just really into the whole like entrepreneur world more than me. Okay. And so this is your dream come true. She's for years, the only podcast she ever listened to was How I Built This. And she
True. It's like, I like binged How I Built This. They like took a turn for the worse though. I don't like their podcast as much anymore, but that I listen to all the time. And then like Shark Tank is like basically the only television I watch. So it's true. She's not wrong. But my pushback is because somehow on this podcast, we just keep having conversations, especially through the next little series you guys are going to listen to. We just keep having conversations where like my preferences in life are very unrelatable. Like, it's not your fault. No, but Mac reaches like, you know, the majority. She's like, I eat Chick-fil-A. I love Starbucks. And like, I don't know, just like, yeah, basic, but it's relatable. Okay. And I'm over here like buying $30 coffee bags and she just rolls her eyes at me. So anyways, more to come there.
Wait, okay. No, you were the one rolling your eyes at me about that conversation. So that's backwards, but that's besides the point. You guys will hear that debate coming up in this podcast series in a few weeks, but
Okay.
Today, we are going to share the story behind how this whole For the Girl thing came to be, because I don't think we've ever shared it in its entirety, and it's honestly a pretty juicy story because it did not happen in this like beautiful, flawless, seamless, full of the Holy Spirit way. It happened, I believe, led by the Spirit, but infiltrated with our mess in the midst of it quite often. And so
it's
kind of a funny story, and we're excited to dive in to the
story.
Before
this, Max said, we have to be honest, okay? And I was like, okay, yes, we will be honest.
We do have to be honest.
Okay, so first of all, if you guys, I think most of our listeners know by now, but Mac and I started a college ministry when we were in college called Delight Ministries. And that ministry has grown across the country. It's super awesome. You know, it's always funny. I say we started the first little Delight chapter at Belmont University out of just this desire to see God move on our campus. And then really everybody else started all of their chapters. It's just really cool seeing all these leaders step up to the plate and do the thing and gather women on their campus. And it's the coolest ever. Shout out Delight. But that's kind of like the beginning of Mac and I's friendship and ministry together. So we got to do Delight for years, you know, through college, and then like after college we did it just the two of us, and then we like built like a team in Nashville, and we got to do that with a group of people and kind of like manage like a team, which was new for us, and all that that involved. And we did that post grad for what, a long time, 6 years or something. Yeah. But probably only like four before we started For the Girl, maybe. We don't know the timeline.
I don't know the numbers. We should have wrote it down.
But here comes the juicy stuff. Here comes the juicy stuff.
So Ken and I's roles in Delight have always looked very different. We kind of from the beginning split up who did what. And so my role in Delight was I did our creative and our curriculum. So I was over all the branding, all the marketing, the visual side of things. And then I also was in charge of writing all of our curriculum. At the time, we were putting out a new book every single semester. So two full new books a year. And I was the only person on our team who was working on the writing side of things. And so I had entered into a season where I'd been writing a book and for Delight, and it was a big project. It was a huge project. And at the end of writing this book, while still also managing everything for Delight, I was burnt out 100%. I was exhausted. I was tired. I was like feeling a little bit like bitter and resentful towards Delight because I just felt like it had kind of like taken over my life in so many ways. When you are building something from the ground up, it honestly requires a lot of sacrifice and it's a big commitment, and it had kind of just really shaped so much of my life. And so I was really burnt out and really exhausted and honestly probably just needing a break, but I didn't really know that in myself, because the kind of grind of what Delight needed, I had to start another book very quickly after that. So it was just kind of like what needed to happen. And I was very, very burnt out on Delight, and Ken's was feeling maybe quite the opposite.
That's true. Okay. So I was not writing books after books. Also, like between me and Mac, I typically have been the one that's like forcing Mac to do the next thing. Like I'm always like,
always.
Yeah. Like she's totally content just with the current role and her capacity. She's like, I want life outside of Delight. I'm like, no, you don't. We want to do more. Yeah.
So. And meanwhile, Kent is probably dating Josh. You guys weren't married yet, were you? But dating.
Yeah. Where was that? I don't even know. Yeah, probably. Yeah, there's probably some. Yeah. He was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
The timeline like gets so messy. I don't even remember a lot of it. But I was seeing kind of this like opportunity to write content for people outside of just the Delight community. And what at the time had we already started the podcast as well? We had the podcast kind of up and rolling.
Did we? I think we did, because we were already going on For the Girl tour as well.
Yeah, we should have probably like, you know, brainstormed before the podcast happened. We had been going on For the Girl tour. Okay, well, this was a really pivotal moment. This was a really big moment. We had Mac and I were just experiencing so much tension between the two of us. I was like, you know, we weren't getting along like in our friendship. You know, we were just like showing up to meetings, doing the meetings, and that was about that. We had some throwdowns when it came to like things we saw differently. And Delight, I'd be like, we want to do it this way. She'd be like, I want to do it this way. So really, really our friendship was like on the fringe. Yeah. Breakup was on the horizon.
And I would say while I'm feeling burnt out, I think you were maybe feeling like a little, you get discontent in when it's not new and challenging anymore. And I think you were at a place in your role in Delight where you felt like you had done so much and you wanted something new and exciting to challenge you again. So you were kind of feeling restless, but in a different way than I was. And so I think we were both bringing that into our decision-making for Delight at the time. Like we were both bringing, I was trying to bring in this idea of like, let me do less because I'm exhausted. And you're trying to bring in like, let's do more because I need a new challenge, and you thrive off of challenges. So we were for just sure. Tension, every meeting. Tension, sandpaper.
Was this also, there's just a classic, there's this class, you're going to hate me bringing this up, but there was this moment in the office Just picture this, guys. We were in the office together. We had a meeting that did not go well. We were mad, especially Mac mad at me. Okay. She goes to the bathroom. I thought a different person was in the bathroom and I was like playing a joke on them and was going to scare them when they came out of the door. So I was hiding behind the corner. I was hiding behind the corner and I was like gonna scare this girl I thought was in the bathroom. I'm like, boo. It was Mac. She walks out, but it was before I saw it was Mac. So, you know, right after a fight, basically, I scare the living daylights out of her when she walked out of the bathroom. And I'm surprised you didn't just punch me in the face. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened. I felt so bad. I think I was like, I'm so sorry, but it was just beyond like the moment.
So, okay. So what happened was we got in this huge argument. I don't know. Maybe it was around the scare time. I'm very close in time related. And I, like I said, was so burnt out, so exhausted. We get in this huge fight and I'm like, I need a break. And so I literally got in my car and drove home to North Carolina to spend a week at home. And I called Ken's and was like, I'm going home. I won't be in the office next week, basically. And she was like, devastated. I remember you were so mad at me, but I was like, I have to do this. And honestly, like, I'm really grateful I did. It was a really great time for me to just like be with the Lord, figure out what the heck was going on in my heart. Because I had just been grinding and not really taking any time to reflect. Oh, and I don't think I was done with the book. I think I was like, I have to finish this book and then we will figure out our stuff. Dang. I think that's okay. What happened. Yikes, so I went home to finish the book or whatever. So I go home, spend time with the Lord. And I really feel like in that time, God was like, you need to slow down. Like you are burnt out. Like you are exhausted. You're getting bitter and resentful towards this ministry that was never meant to be this burden and weight for you to carry like all on your own. And I just felt like I heard this like clear thing from the Lord. Meanwhile, back at Delight, Ken's is having a strategic planning meeting with the team where they're kind of like dreaming up new ideas, which she needed to do, like, because it was time to do strategic planning. And some of the ideas that came from it was, number one, that we were going to separate Delight and For the Girl, because at the time, For the Girl was just the podcast.
This is all coming back to me now.
The tour. We're going to separate For the Girl and Delight and make it its own brand and its own company. And also that it was time to change the pink at Delight. Delight's color is pink.
Not my idea.
It was time to fully rebrand Delight. And those were like the two big ideas that came out of this strategic planning meeting. So we get back into town. I get back into town later, finish the book, whatever. Ken's and I go to dinner. We've probably talked about this dinner before. We were at True Food Kitchen. It was like a 4-hour long dinner. And Ken's is telling me everything that happened at the meeting. It's so funny because she's like, okay, we're starting For the Girl. She's like,
oh no.
And we need to come up with a whole brand. And you're the visual girl. And then she's like, and we're getting rid of the pink at Delight. And we're rebranding Delight. And so I am very much like, okay. And it's hilarious because this was all so dramatic. It sounds funny now, but it really wasn't funny in the moment. And
the waiter at heartbreaking. I'll never forget that poor waiter.
Me either. Poor guy.
We were going at it, yeah.
And so basically we get to the end of the conversation and I'm like, okay, well, I really feel like God told me this and everything that you're telling me feels like they don't go together. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm literally like, I walked away from this break feeling like that was so good for me. Like, I want more of that in my life. And what I feel like you're saying where Delight is headed is like there's more for Delight. And I just feel like maybe this is the time where like my path ends at Delight. And Ken's is kind of like, okay, yeah. I think you were sick of like dragging me along when I was miserable and bitter and feeling like disgruntled to be at Delight every day. And so she's like, okay, yeah. She's like, okay, but I really need your help to get For the Girl started. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I need your help with the branding. And she's like, and then we have to go on For the Girl tour because you're a part of For the Girl right now. And I don't know how to like suddenly be like, it's just me on For the Girl tour. And so I was
like, okay, I wouldn't do that.
At the time, we were trying to figure out how to not make it like about us, like a Mac and Ken's thing, okay. If you remember.
Okay.
And so we agree on this plan. I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to stay through, I don't know what it was, February or March, something like that. And that was kind of the original plan. It was like, that was going to be this idea.
Okay.
But then I just keep remembering this. Am I cool to keep going? And then you keep adding?
Yeah. No, I need you to keep going because I have zero idea where it's going.
Okay. But then as the process gets started for For the Girl, I love doing ministry with Ken's. Like, it's like, and our best days were like our early days of Delight. So I can't help but kind of get into it a little bit and have fun with it. And so I'm kind of enjoying it as we're kind of planning. And I'm an idea girl. Like, sit me down for a brainstorm meeting and I will be obnoxious with 30 bazillion ideas. So, you know, I just got all these ideas and all this stuff. And I'm struck between this place of like, this sounds so fun. And like, no, I'm supposed to rest. And like, I don't want this. And so kind of going back and forth in between the two. And I remember we still were getting in some big fights. The branding was not going well. We had different visions for the brand of For the Girl. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember this.
And the funniest part about the brand of For the Girl now is like anything goes. There's no brand.
No. Yeah, exactly. Change it every...
We change it every couple months.
Yeah.
So that's really funny. But we did get in some... We were continuing to get in arguments. But then it was like... into January, early February, we were going on For the Girl tour. I think we were going to 12 stops that year. It was a big year. And we had this conversation where we were like, okay, we can bite our way through this. And we can be like getting into arguments about how we're going to do this, what's this going to work like, or we can just get back to doing ministry together, put all big conversations on pause, like not talk about the future of what's next, not talk about how we're going to figure this out and just do ministry together for a month. And that's literally what we did. And it was, I think, one of the best decisions we've ever made in our journey of friendship and doing like business together was just this season where we said, no talking about the future of For the Girl or the future of Delight, and let's just have fun and do ministry together. And I feel like that is really what, when we allowed the Holy Spirit to enter in and actually give us vision for how that next season was going to go, probably.
Oh, yeah. Moral of the story is Max always trying to run away from me. And I'm always like, no.
No, no, no. Honestly, it's kind of true.
How rude. No, I'm just kidding. It's rude on both sides. But this isn't the first time we've had a conversation and it's like about to be like, it's over, and then it's not over.
And then it's not. And then it's all for me.
It's redeemed. Redeemed. But yeah. Okay, so yeah, what you didn't maybe understand is that within Delight, we actually, this is like one little piece of For the Girl and how it established, but like when we were doing Delight, everybody always wanted to talk about like dating and relationships in Delight, because it's a bunch of girls, you know, girls ministry. They're like, why don't you include this in your books and blah, blah, blah. And we never wanted to, because we didn't want like actual Delight chapters to just be talking about like dating and relationships. Yeah. We really wanted it to be like centered around Jesus. And so we created a book that was only about dating and relationships, and we called it For the Girl.
Yes.
It's called like For the Girl, a story about dating and relationships or something. That was the subtitle. And so like any Delight girl could like get that book if they wanted to talk about that or have conversation around that. Of course, it included like daily devotionals. It wasn't just like about dating. And it was awesome. And it was a hit. And it was great. And but it always felt like a little bit random within Delight. And so that was like the one little like piece that we like kind of like branched off. Yeah. Because there's also so many people within Delight that were graduating college and like wanting community or wanting resources. You know, there really isn't like a lot of Bible studies or communities like specifically for young adults, like people 24, 25, 26, whatever. And so we wanted to create resources just for them. And so that was like the driving force behind like kind of moving apart from Delight and having like its own little thing, so that it didn't get confusing under like the ministry of Delight's brand. And then the podcast also started with the dating book. Like our very first podcast series, if you like go back in the podcast app, is you'll see it's like all our dating stuff. And if you shout out to the dating and relationship personality quiz, if you guys don't know about it, it's honestly like the most fun. It's basically like a quiz that's like, it's like your Enneagram, but for your dating personality. And what's really cool is it tells you not only how you are in like dating relationships, but how that often like correlates with your like relationship with God too, and how you respond to him. So there's like different types and tendencies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that like popped off. The book popped off. The podcast series about that popped off. By popped off, like things go much more viral these days. I do not think it was that huge, but we ran with it, you know?
Yeah. TikTok. So
yeah, it was before TikTok. So our first little life lesson was one, you know, I think there's something to like fighting for something good, like really like having, I just remember like the beginning days between us, Mac, was so much conversation, like keyword conversation. And I remember it feeling so exhausting because a lot of the times the conversations would go in circles. A lot of the conversations would create arguments, but then there'd be like a conversation sprinkled throughout that was like really fruitful. We could see like a silver lining and like we felt like hope in it. And I felt like we just needed to keep having conversations, even though it was like sucky. And like eventually it like came to fruition. Yeah. And I think that's one kind of maybe little message to anybody listening is to like, it's like a fighting for what like might be God's hand on something, like fighting for that and like conversing about it over and over and over again, not to really give up on that. It's hard. It gets blurry because sometimes, and I know for us, there were times where we were like, okay, this is like, is this God? Is this not? Like, is this a waste of our time? Is it not? But there was something if we looked at our future, I think we didn't see it without each other.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. No, it's true.
But like, it's easy in the moment to be like, I don't see this with you. I don't want this with you. But if I like thought about the future of like ministry together, I saw that. And so anyways, we've had to fight for that.
And I think anytime God is building something in his kingdom, it is going to come under attack, as to be expected, you know? Like, I think the biggest way to tear Delight apart and to not have this kind of new thing out there called For the Girl that was, now we see several years later, like the impact that it's had. All the enemy had to do was tear us apart. You know, if he could have gotten us to break up per se, then none of this would have happened. And so I think you have to be really, you have to see how maybe the enemy is like trying to tear down this thing that God might be wanting to build. And then that becomes your biggest place of protection. And I think now we actually realize that the most important thing to protect in For the Girl, what we do, is our relationship and our friendship. Because everything we do flows from it. And so if somebody is struggling, or someone is like burnt out, or if someone is like, I need more, that is the first thing that we figure out. Okay, how do we get on the same page about that? And how do we not like let that be the thing that separates us and tears us apart? And it's funny, this is another thing we did in that season, is after February, we went on For the Girl Tour, we just did ministry together. We decided to basically kind of get a counselor for us to help us work through our junk. And it was one of the best things we ever did. It was like, he technically, I don't even know what he is, like a coach, ministry coach or something. Yeah. And he basically, all he did was come in, hear our story, hear our perspectives, learn about who we were as individuals, and then help us have language to understand one another. And I think for the longest time, I had seen our differences as like our weaknesses, when in reality, our differences were our strengths. And when I was tired and burnt out, Ken's was able to carry things that I wasn't. And same on the flip side. And I think that I had begun to like almost villainize Ken's strengths because they felt like direct attacks on me. And in this process of really talking through things and having language to really understand her and what drove her and how she was wired, I suddenly was like, oh, like, okay, when she's saying, I want to do this idea, it's because that's like giving her energy and that's bringing her life. And for me, what brings me energy in life is rest and being with my family. And so how do we create a system where we both are able to be energized and not like pick one or the other and say, that's the way that we do things at For the Girl. And so I think that's when we begin to shift how we had thought about ministry and begin to just like open our eyes to go, okay, it doesn't have to look, For the Girl doesn't need to be Delight 2.0. What it needs to be is something where we can come together and both walk in our giftings and both feel energized. And I think that's when we finally got it right and finally had like a true vision for what For the Girl was going to be. And that's really when the kind of this idea of these like little Bible studies came into being, when we did the first one, which was, I think, James, right? James was first.
Yeah, I believe James was first. And then Move of God was quickly after that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. James and then Move of God. Yes.
I just remember going on a little like weekend away and.
Yes.
Basically writing.
Yes. Yes.
And but I don't know where we got the idea to like do.
I do.
Okay. Wow. So we used to, I love the theme of this podcast is like, oh yeah, Ken's wanted to do a podcast about how everything started. Don't remember anything. Mac knows everything.
Didn't want to do the podcast. Knows everything.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Didn't want to do For the Girl. Oh, wait. Did everything. Why is everything so on theme? Why is it?
This is hilarious. Okay. So we used to, and Delight, do this thing called the Summer Series. And it was like a PDF 6-week like download that you could get that would like give you content during the summer for all of our college girls. So we said at For the Girl, why don't we take over the summer series and just create like 6-week Bible study content, but have an actual like physical book that you can print. That's and then people could order and do. So I remember we did it on the book of James because James is like 5 or 6 chapters. So it was really easy to write. We wrote that and then we released that. And it was, that popped off. Like that was, cause we had never sold, I mean, we hadn't done any physical products.
Yeah.
For the Girl. And so that popped off and that was really fun and really cool. And people started getting groups together over the summer and we were like, oh, I feel like we have something. This is cool. Like, this is fun to see community happen outside of our Delight chapters, where it could be like, you know, a 22-year-old girl who had just graduated and was, you know, moving to a new city, and she got 6 friends together and they started a little Bible study and the community it created and how much people loved like having a tool to walk them through studying God's word. And it wasn't like a mom Bible study, because it felt like at the time it was all kind of mom Bible studies. And for so sure. We were like, oh, okay, we have something here. And then I think we did Move of God came out in the fall, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that was what I was going to say. Kind of like the second little like moral of the story out of our story, maybe, was our life lesson was like, when something like sort of like gets traction / meets a really big need, like you actually like see that happen. I think that really means that there's something to it. It was something different too, right? It wasn't like we were just trying to do something that's been done to get all a million times. Like, we are meeting a need to have like a physical Bible study for women when they were not in school or not in their Delight chapters. And then it reached this bigger audience and it grew from there. And I think that's kind of been like how we've made pivots in For the Girl sense. Like, you know, we don't want to just be another voice or another podcast, another speaker / we aren't speakers, but you know what I'm saying, another author. Like, we don't really care to do that. Like, and to this day, there are so many days, especially actually in the podcast world. To be honest, guys, we for sure have got conversations. We're like, there's so many podcasts out there. Are we really even doing anything? Like, is it even worth it? And then, you know, we genuinely do hear like stories where people are like, oh my gosh, we love it. Or, you know, this totally changed my life. Or, you know, we love how we get to pair our podcasts with our Bible studies too. It feels like we're bringing more insight or like deeper analysis to like what you're reading and stuff. So that feels like purposeful. But like, we're only here if this is something that we really feel called to, that God's like that God is like, hey, this is like helping. This is like meeting a need. This is like moving the needle and doing something for women. Because besides that, we really don't care that much. We're like, should we quit? Okay, at this point, I'm more of a quitter. Will you say? I'm not as much of a
quitter. Yeah, right? She kind of is. You kind of have become more of the quitter than me these days.
Yeah.
Well, now that like For the Girl is truly in a place and like where our role in Delay is very minimal now. We do maybe 10, 15 hours a month. And then For the Girl is kind of our main focus, and it's very part-time as well because we're in a new phase of life. Ken's has a baby. I'm about to have a baby. So we purposely planned for this. But now that it is like I'm not burnt out and I'm not exhausted, like I definitely probably am the one sometimes here like, come on, we can do this. We can do this. Like, for example, I wanted to get two books done before my maternity leave, and Ken's was like, I don't know, you know, because she's a baby now, and she's like, that seems like a lot, and I'm like, come on, we can do it, we can do it.
Yeah, Mac on the other side of a child, not even ready for that.
Yeah, I might quit.
She's like, let me do everything while you have a 6-month-old so that I don't have to do anything once I have a child. I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah, I'm not a quitter quite yet. I'm not a quitter.
But we figured it out. We made it work.
Totally make it work. And I'm here for that. But so that's kind of – and then we've done tour throughout the years. That's happened. That's been a fun thing. We didn't do it this year. Could come back in a different form in coming years. But this one wasn't it, you know. With our lives and babies. What else do we do it for the girl? Okay, but let's talk about our Bible studies. Let's talk about our Bible studies. That's our bread and butter here at For the Girl. That's like the thing, like our podcast, you know, we like it. No, podcast is a like it. We like it, you know.
It's a like it.
It's a like it. It's a like it. Instagram.
Is this Cold Stone? Like Cold Stone, like it, love it, gotta have it?
Yeah, true. Yes. Okay, so well then if we're going to
love it.
Yeah, it's a love it because a like it is social media, like upkeeping our social media.
100%. Like it.
Like it.
/ dread it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we do that because we somehow have to, you know, keep letting you guys know we have Bible studies out there in the world. But it all leads back to our Bible studies. We just
gotta
purely,
have it.
Yeah.
Gotta have it.
It's a gotta have it. And so anyways, we love doing that. We love the impact of that. And it's been the coolest thing ever seeing hundreds and thousands of you invest in doing our studies and studying the Word of God. We're just so passionate about like, well, obviously reading your Bible, but even more than that, like loving reading your Bible and it being something that makes sense to you and that you can like actually apply to your life and like you can like wrestle with some of the questions because, you know, we don't want to be like, read your Bible. You love it. It's great. Like the reality is the Bible is like really scary. It's really hard to read. And it honestly sometimes brings up a lot of questions. And so we like to like wrestle with those and answer those and like dig a little deeper and know what it's actually talking about, give you visuals and context and imagery and like wake up and love to read your scripture. And we like to make it cute and fun so that it's not boring, you know? And anyways, and we just are busting them out left and right because we love to write them too. That's the other thing that we love it for the girl. Like we love the seasons of writing. They're just, it's so such an honor to get to study the Word of God in this type of way because it grows our relationships with God so much more and so deeply. I think sometimes people are hesitant to maybe like get a Bible study from us because they're like, who are these girls? They didn't go to Bible school. They don't, well, who do, they're not 60 years old and know everything. But what we always like to like reassure you is that what you'll find in a study is actually not our opinions, our beliefs. We're not projecting ourselves into the scriptures. It's really just an outline for you to study the Word of God on your own and give you a little bit more context, know the characters a little bit deeper. So it's simply just that. And I think that you'll really enjoy that for that way. And now I'm just selling our Bible studies because, you know, that's what we love to do. And that's what we'll continue to do at For the Girl in some capacity.
Speaking of Bible studies,
today
just got a shipment in of our brand new Bible study, Face to Face, and it is a Bible study that we are so, so excited about. We spent the last probably like 5 or 6 months working on this one. I think we took our time on this one more than we do others, which yes. is maybe a good thing because I think it shows. Yeah. But this Bible study is all about growing your intimacy with God through knowing his character. And so essentially what we do is each week of the study, you study, like truly study in scripture, a characteristic of God. And then we invite you to actually experience God in that way by getting face to face with him and actually encountering him in that way. So it's a really unique and cool kind of process because you're going to dive into scripture, understand a lot, and then you're actually going to say, okay, God, now I want to experience you and know you in that way too. So the 6 weeks of the study are knowing God as Savior, so foundational, fundamental part of our faith. And so it's a really cool thing. Knowing God as Father, knowing God as Lord, Creator, Helper, and Peace. Those are the 6 weeks of the study. And each week of the study has 3 days of personal study content where, like I said, you're really digging into the scripture, understanding things, pointing out things that like, truly, when we were learning it, we were shook. We were like, whoa, this is so cool. And I'd never thought about it this way. And making connections all throughout the Bible. And then hopefully by the end of the week, you're really, like I said, encountering God through questions we're giving you to ask him, through prompts we're giving you to like bring to his feet and how to actually experience him like that. And then every week of the study comes with a group guide where we really encourage you to get together with a group of women and actually go through this study with them so that you can learn even more about God's character and learn alongside other women and how they're experiencing him as Lord or Creator or Peace. And I think it's just a really cool thing to do. And one thing I love about the group guide is the opening section is kind of like reviewing what you learned that week, what you read that week. The second section is all about getting vulnerable and being honest with each other and hopefully building your community. And then the third section is what we call get face to face. And we give you a guided prayer every week to do with your group to like experience God as Savior, Lord, Creator, all these different things. And then what a cool thing to then get to talk about with your group. We do this in my community group a lot. Like, we sit with the Lord, ask him questions, experience him, and then we come back and say like, hey, this is what I heard. This is what I experienced. And they're always my favorite weeks because it's so yeah. cool to see how God speaks to other people and how God shows up for other people. And I think it'll really knit your group together and just be such a cool, powerful thing to do this spring or summer. And just, you should go for it. You should really do this study. Like, I say this about probably all of our studies, but this one, I'm like, actually, I want you to do this study.
You can absolutely do it on your own, you know, this spring, this summer. And I promise it will grow your intimacy with God. Like, you'll feel him deeper. You'll see him. You'll experience his presence in a new way in your life, which is just so exciting. I mean, that is the best $20 spent and the most worth it and the best way to spend your time. If you've been like not really reading your Bible, because I go through so many seasons where I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to do with my Bible right now. And it's often until I get a Bible study that I'm like, oh wait, okay. Now I have like a little outline or something to keep me accountable. So do it on your own or do it with your friend. Do it one-on-one with a friend, maybe across the country, maybe in your neighborhood, a bestie, I don't know. Or, you know, actually, little side note, Mac and I always talk about the very beginning, like when we first got to know each other, we went out to dinner, like our very first hang. And then after that, I loved Mac so much. I texted her all throughout the summer and was like, we talk about how like you often can pursue friendships. Like if you're like, oh my gosh, that girl, I think she's really cool. I really look up to her. I want to be friends with her in some sort of way. Like ask her to do the Bible study with you. And that is like the sweetest invitation. She's not going to find that weird. So do it with a friend like that or do it in a group. Like it's so cool seeing so many leaders in For the Girl that step up to the plate and, you know, post it on their social media and like 10, 20 people will show up. So that's really exciting. And I would love for you guys to do it in that way. This is actually just a fun little side note to this study. From the beginning of For the Girl, Mac and I have to, you know, decide on what Bible study we're going to do next. All that this sparked through like a brainstorm or whatever together. What's crazy cool is like we decided separately, or I guess heard from God that we should do this study and then came together and we literally had like the same outline, and we were like, yes, this is it. Let's do it. We just really feel like it's timely and going to be so, so good. And we can't wait to ship it all out to you guys. You can order it now. And it will come to your door ASAP. This is throwing me back to the beginning of For the Girl Days. I think the Book of James, do you remember this, Mac? We had like a massive shipping disaster. Remember that?
Absolutely.
It was like hundreds got remixed up or something.
The things got mixed up. But I think we've learned a little bit from them, hopefully.
No, but I was going to say too. So fast.
Yeah, I was going to say too that in 2 weeks, we're starting a podcast series to go alongside of Face-to-Face. So it's basically just us kind of digging deeper into each of these topics and kind of giving them from a little different angle. So it'd be really fun if you got your Bible study, started it, and then you can tune into those episodes for even more depth and content to help you get face-to-face and experience deeper intimacy with Jesus. So
yes.
2 weeks from now, the first episode comes out, which we're excited about. And
we are so excited. Okay. And that's the story of For the Girl. Guys, you know, it just continues to grow and shape, and it's just the best ever. That was a hodgepodge of a mess. You know, I guess I want to be, you know, Miss Entrepreneur that has a cool entrepreneurship story, but nope. Ours is just like, we had a hot mess and then this came to be through the hand of God. But In bigger news, you guys, Mac is days away from having her child. And how are you feeling, Mac?
I'm feeling in moments so excited, like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for her to be here. And then in other moments, so terrified, like, I don't want to go into labor because it feels unknown and scary.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited for you. Well, I'm just like being on the sidelines. I'm so excited for you because it's like the best time ever. It's funny, you know, every mom like says they like forget labor pains. It's like, as if God takes that away from you. I don't necessarily forget the pain. It was terribly painful, but
it's rough.
I do look back on it and I'm like, oh my gosh, it was just like the funnest little days, like in the hospital with your husband taking care of each other, or him taking care of you mostly. And so I'm like, oh wait, I'm like envious in a great way, you know, like that's about to be you with a little newborn.
I know. We're very excited. We're ready. We had a little labor scare last week where for a moment we thought we were about to have the baby. My midwife told me she thought my water was broken. Turns out it wasn't.
Like not as scary at this point because it can come.
Yeah.
Like the baby is happy and ready to go.
Yes, we are full term ready to go. So, but I told Ken's that like I wanted to share the name with the For the Girl podcast listeners as a fun little treat because.
Oh, yeah. So she named the baby after me. It's Ken's.
No. And myself. It's after me. Ken's and I. No, it's not Ken's. I'm sharing her name with you guys before birth. This is big deal. Okay. Her name is going to be Myla, M-Y-L-A, Myla Chase Bridges. So the story behind it is that I've always loved the name Lila Garrity from Friday Night Lights. But all my nieces have L names and it was getting a little confusing. So Tyler and I were just throwing around names one day and somehow we said, well, what about Myla? That's kind of cute. You know, my name starts with an M. We were like, oh, sweet. Old Tyler's sister, his mom, her names all start with an M. We were like, we could keep that going. And so we just loved it. And it kind of like was there as an idea. And then it just stuck with us. And it felt like this was the right name for that baby. Myla and Chase came from my oldest brother, who's like my best friend. His name is Chase, and so we're naming her after him. So Myla Chase Bridges.
That is so sweet. Wait, what? Why did I not know about the Chase part?
You didn't know the Chase part?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, we're naming her Myla Chase.
Wait, what did Chase do when you told him that it was after him?
Well,
have you told him?
Yes. Okay, so my brother is like, so Chase and I are like 8 or 9 years apart, so we have quite the age gap. And Chase is, I always say, like, he's not very emotion driven. And he's like, I think he's got some fear of intimacy. I'm just like airing his laundry out on the For the Girl podcast, but he'll never listen. So we're good. So when I told him, Because, like, I think someone, he kind of knew because we did the gender reveal and we had said, like, oh, Chase would be a good middle name. Like, it kind of was like he was there when we kind of like came up with some conception of it. And so then I was like, hey, you know, we're going to name our baby Mila Chase. Like, we're naming her after you. And he was like, oh, yeah. And he goes, I kind of just thought it was a coincidence. And I was like, oh, my goodness, you're so ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. I could imagine your exact response and tone of voice.
I know that moment.
Yeah.
But that's funny. Oh, he's probably honored. That's so cute. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. She's going to be here any day now, you guys. So all of our other podcasts, we've batched out. So it's going to continue. Jump into it with us for our new study face-to-face. It's going to be so much fun. We can't wait for that. We can't wait for Mila. We can't wait for Ruthie and Mila bestie duo, who are one day going to do Delight and For the Girl and going to be so cute. So that's our story. That's their story.
And that is how we built this.
That is how we. It's honestly laughable at this point to say we because clearly that didn't happen.
Okay. I'm so dead that you wanted to do this podcast and you literally don't remember anything.
I know.
Okay, that is so classic. We can laugh about that later. We gotta let them go.
Okay, you guys, we love you. And Matt, tell them a proper goodbye if you won't like.
Love and support.